The technical consultation program was attended by representatives from the universities, research institutions, political parties, faith-based organizations, civil society groups, the private sector, financial institutions, among others. Presenting the overview of the plan to the participants, the Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, Dr. Nimoy Thompson, said the plan will come with some strategic reforms and ensure paradigm shift in infrastructure provision. He entreated the technocrats to help the commission with ideas and also advocate the principles underpinning the development of the long-term national development plan.
We expect that the civil society organizations will be quite vocal in pointing out issues, including flaws and positive ones in the process of development. Of course, it should be constructive. I've learned during the process of preparing the plan that there's a difference between criticism and cynicism. We received a fair amount of criticism, which is good. In some cases, we even learned lessons from that and apply those to the process, and I'm very happy about that. Research, we need to know more about what is going on. We have very little understanding, especially in the public sector. We met with CSIR, the Center for Scientific and Industrial Research. They have all sorts of wireless about that. We'll have to work on that. The conclusion was that we need to embrace as a people the importance and value of basic research. Tell us how we can advance together in putting together this long-term national development plan and making sure that we leave behind us a much better Ghana than we currently are experiencing.
A representative of the CPP, Yao Edulabi, lauded the efforts of the NDPC in putting together the plan.
In principle, we are not opposed to long-term development planning. And to be honest, our success in government from 1951 to 1966 was based on development planning. It appears as if the country, Ghana, has been blown off its trajectory. The task of decolonizing our economy, it has still not been fulfilled. So I, on behalf of my party, can only say that this plan is welcome. We understand it as being a stepping stone, one of the decisive planks toward decolonizing our economy and making us self-sufficient. We need to take steps to ensure that we have a proper takeoff into a better future.
Mr. Kwejo Afari, who represented the MPP, emphasized the need for the powers of government to be reduced in the affairs of the state.
We insist that the time has come when our government should be given an indirect role in governance. They should set the rules for us. Take away most of the powers that our politicians and our government have had in this country, and we'll give it to the individual, so that all that the government needs to do is to create an enabling environment for the individual to thrive. The powers of government. It is too much. Planning and development will come from individuals like you. See how we can do a plan that will give us, the individuals, the right to manage with our politicians and our institutions of governance to run this country.